Triple M.
Everybody stop talking now. Attention.
That is incredible. That is unbelievable.
This is good stuff.
We need to take over.
Game on here at the Adelaide Oval.
Oh, my word.
Come back!
The Adelaide Oval's gone off!
Two men, one destiny.
It had a sense of romance about it, didn't it?
To bring you the best sports show every weekday afternoon. Dale Lewis.
Now a chance for Lewis.
And Andrew Jarman.
This is what Jarman can do!
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Made in Adelaide for Adelaide.
Oh, g'day Adelaide. Welcome to another edition of the Rush Hour on this cloudy and wet Wednesday. Oh boy, yeah. It's D-Day for trade, so we'll give you the latest update. Plenty of things happening. God blimey, it's all happening in the football world. So let's go straight to the man that is South Australian cricket, our very own Gregory Blewett joins us. G'day, Blue, welcome.
G'day, Jars. G'day, everyone. Just raced up from the Adelaide Oval, Jars, and we've had a very good day down there. I know it's all about football and the trade and all that sort of stuff, but the Redbacks have had a very good day.
One of your little protégés, the lad that I reckon you mentioned last year, young Lloyd Pope for South Australia, the leg spinner, the Red Baron. What's happened?
He's on debut, 18 years of age. And he's had a very good morning. He bowled yesterday, bowled about five overs. Cold conditions, right. Bit windy, but he bowled beautifully, landed them well. But today he got his first-class wicket. Here it is.
Pope again. Oh, that one's the wrong, and appeal for leg before. Might have been high. No, the umpire says he's out. So leg before, Pope gets his first.
Oh.
Great start for him, and the Blues lose their ninth. And an exciting moment for this youngster.
Where'd you get that audio from? So, that's not Richie Ben.
No, that's Laurie Colliver.
Good
on Cricket Live. So, Popey actually got the last wicket as well. So he got two free, got hit around
well
a little
done.
Bit, but got Stephen O'Keefe out with the wrong, and they hate getting out to each other too, the spinners.
They do, Blue.
He's away, the Pope dog.
Twitter family, Sam Jacobs, the captain of the Red Barons, just sent a little tweet through. Dedication to the Red Barons, repping number 24 too. So well done. From Sammy Jacobs, who loves the Red Barons. And I saw Tommy Lynch this morning down there at Henley Oval training, a few of the Crows boys, and he said the Red Barons are up and about for next year. So well done, Lordy.
Right. Yeah,
congratulations.
Well done,
we're going to catch up with Damien Barrett. He'll give us all the updates and the latest. Oh, mate, I can't believe the deals that have gone through today, Blue. That's why it only should be a 3-day. You don't need 9 days. You need 3 days. We're going to take your calls on Chad Wingard and Ryan Burton deal.
Yep, just to see who won that deal.
Who got over the line first?
Yep.
I've got a little bit of a chat. I need to target you on something.
Ooh.
All right, well, let's go.
You're away.
I'm ready.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Bluey, Dale Lewis back on Monday on Triple M. Jars and Bluey, Jars, Andrew Jarman and Craig Blewett on Triple M, the Rush Hour.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
So they covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, g'day, Damo. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday.
G'day, Jars. G'day, Bluey. And it's all busy. It's all down a little bit earlier than I expected, actually, today. It's a little bit, a bit to play out, but the major deals have been unlocked. And it began, didn't it, this morning with the official announcement that Chad Wingard would be becoming a Hawk. And conversations around that, guys, were held early into the morning this morning. Yep. A lot of clubs were involved in it. There's a 6 or 7 club deal at play here. And one of the first planks that needed to drop in that deal was Wingard being done. So, yeah, the club signed off on it last night. He got his head around it long before that. And then it required Ryan Burton to be comfortable going to Port. He now is comfortable going to Port, as we know. And it's a 4-year deal for Burton to do that.
And Damo, Stephen May is a demon.
Yeah, and again, getting back to that sort of negotiations of clubs last night, that couldn't happen until Lachie Neale was moved off the Fremantle list onto the Brisbane Lions one, and that then unlocked an early draft pick, which has been used then to do all these other trades. So May gets to Melbourne, Hogan gets to Fremantle, Lobb gets to Fremantle. It does leave the big couple of deals still to be done. Shield to Essendon and also Beams to Collingwood. They are both in play, yet to be officially dropped.
What about Tim Kelly? He wants to go back home to WA from Geelong, Damo. What's his situation?
Yeah, things are getting desperate there. And that's been the one, Jars, that I haven't been able to get a too clear a read on throughout the whole 2.5 weeks of this trade period. So I still take the view, though, that come 8:30 Melbourne time tonight when the deadline comes around, if West Coast is to allow that time to elapse without doing something to get Tim Kelly, they're going to be
cursing themselves for 6 months because he's on a platter right now. Mm. Now, I know that what they've got in front of them and what they've got in front of them is pick 20 and 22. You package them up with points that equates to about pick 6 or pick 7. The Cats don't want the points. They just want a good player or a good pick. So that's the dilemma as it's been for some time already. It is still the dilemma as we speak now. But I just take the view that they're too good a football club, West Coast, to not do something in order to get the quality of player of Tim Kelly into their mix.
Damo, Dylan Scheel, you mentioned him just before. Sounds like wants to get to Essendon, but sounding like Carlton are back in the mix. Is that right?
Yeah, Billy, look, there's no doubt there's a hassle with it. It would have been done by now if there wasn't. But again, I just take the view, and people are still telling me that if you don't get someone the quality and calibre of Dylan Scheel to nominate you after a fierce bidding process and then to let him slip through your grasp, it's going to require the Bombers to bend and buckle on what they've put up. And they've put up a number 9 draft pick, but they're going to have to give a whole lot more than that. It's just not cutting it at this moment. But look, they're cagey operators, they're Bombers. In fact, they're pains in the net to most other footy clubs to deal with. They eventually will, I'd imagine, well, I'm predicting they will, by close of play tonight, Bluey, have that deal done to have him there.
Damo, let's just go back on the Chatty Wingard and Ryan Burton trade. Which club do you think got the better deal?
I actually think that the Power have come out of this very nicely. They've got a nice first-round draft pick, and they've got a player who I know for a fact Hawthorn did not want to lose. Now, you can say that if they didn't want to lose him, they wouldn't have, but they weren't going to get Wingard in. And you know, Jars, the way Alistair Clarkson works, he just gets stuff done. Mm. And while it hurt him to actually be party to a deal that sees a young gun like Burton go out, he basically just took the view. And it's one he's done in trade period before. If he knows if you're going to get someone good in, someone good has to go out. So that's the decision that he and that club are always prepared to make. It's one that's hurt. It has hurt Burton, but he's now got his head around a four, maybe even a five-year deal, but certainly a four-year deal at Port. And I reckon you'll find he's going to be a really good player for that club. And I reckon the draft pick they've got out of it, packaged up with other previously gotten draft picks, will mean they still potentially move even further into the draft to get access to the local Adelaide talent.
And Damo, the other one that you touched on, GWS Rory Lobb going to Frio as well. He's a decent player, so that's a good get for Frio.
Yeah, it is. And he was smart enough to identify and then go public with his desire to go to the Dockers. That was the one deal they were always going to do. I reckon they've dilly-dallied to a point, but they'll argue that they've got what they had to get done by the time of the close of play today. I think they've made it harder than it needed to be, but ultimately they've got the time frame to work with. They've got it done to this point. And importantly, too, for other deals, and not that they need to worry about other clubs, but importantly, though, that they have unlocked draft picks and players that have allowed other clubs to go and do what they want to do, too.
Hey, Damo, before I let you go, I asked this question yesterday to the Twitter family here on the Rush Hour. What's the ideal length for the trade period? Now, I think 5 days is appropriate, even though we have 9 days to get trades done. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm more of that view too. I take the view if you give the clubs 3 months, they'll take every bit of 3 months. Give them 3 minutes, they'll take 3 minutes. So they'll take whatever they're given.
Right. Look, it's too long, Damo.
Yeah, I think it is. It's less lengthy than it has been in the past. Ryan Burton, no, this time last week, he was happily a Hawthorn player, was on a holiday and still is with teammates in Las Vegas and did not think twice about where he's going to be next year. And then he gets this bombshell phone call from his coach. So, again, I can understand why clubs now say, well, okay, that's taken every bit of a week just to get his head around that prospect. So if you only make it 4 or 5 days, you almost can't entertain that. But
yes.
I'm with you, Judge. Yeah. I reckon you could probably lessen it again.
Great job, mate. Still got a bit more to play out, but thanks for your time, Damo.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting couple of hours with Scheel and Beams and Kelly to have a resolution.
Good on you, mate. Cheers, Damo.
Thanks, Blue. Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
Damien Barrett, thanks to North East Mitsubishi.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name, thanks to Automasters.
Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
Good friends of ours, Automasters. Why did you turn me off? Why are you trying to shut me down, Sean Craig Murphy?
Time for another
radio god. let's give away $1,000, Blue.
Yeah, we've been close, mate. We've been close the last couple of days, haven't we, Jazz?
That's not good enough. We're here to give money away.
Come on.
Kyron of Woodside joins us. G'day, Kyron.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Did I say that correctly?
You did. You done well.
Oh!
Done really well.
What do you do with yourself, Kyron?
A bathroom renovator, mate.
All right. Had a good day?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful day up in the hills. A bit windy, but it was good.
All right, mate. You know how this this goes. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. Whatever comes out of your mouth first, we have to go with my friend. So you got one Auto Masters. If you don't know, just say pass, mate, and just keep moving forward, all right?
Easy.
All right, mate. You ready to go?
Yep, far away.
All right, okay, here we go, Kyron. Who is Chad Wingard playing for next year?
Hawthorne.
How many wickets did Nathan Lyon take in yesterday against Pakistan?
Four.
What sport is played in the Constellation Cup?
Pass.
Which NBA team does Steve Kerr coach?
76ers.
Who are the Redbacks playing in the Sheffield Shield at Adelaide Oval right now?
Pass.
What sport is Gillian Wilson famous for? Surfing or AFL?
Surfing.
How many runs did Usman Khawaja make yesterday?
Pass.
Name the new captain of the Adelaide 36ers.
That is Daniel Johnson.
How many games for Richmond did new Crow Tyson Stengel play?
Two.
Okay, spell the last name of cricketer Manus Labuschagne.
Auto Masters.
What sport is played in the Constellation Cup?
Netball.
Oh, well done. Okay. It was
that
okay.
Was tough. That was tough.
Analyzing now.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Correct.
That's a great effort, eh?
That was good. That was tough.
That was
tough
a tough one, mate. Kyron.
Done all right.
No, you did well. You did, mate. Number four, which NBA team does Steve Kerr coach? The Golden State Warriors, my friend.
Oh, right.
Our boys there, the Redbacks, Bluey's boys from New South Wales, and we're currently batting at the moment. Three Usman made in the second dig.
Yes.
Mr. Inconsistency.
Hey?
Yes, yes.
And the Auto Masters, you want to spell that one there, Bluey?
Labuschagne, Labuschagne, if you don't mind. Labuschagne.
Watch me on that one.
What's he got, Blue?
Kyron, you win a double pass to the Australian Supercross Championship at Gilman Speedway, 20th of October. Book now for your tickets, trybooking.com. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much. All right.
See you later.
And if you've got a Ford, switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters. Now, let's talk Chad Wingard. Yeah, Chad Wingard. This is where you talk here.
1-333-53. Give us your call, family. Which club has got the better deal? Who do you think got the better deal? Hawthorne or the Port Adelaide Football Club? 1-333-53. We've got a very good price to give away. Let's get your thoughts on this. Plenty of things happening in the trade. There's more deals to be done before the 8:30 deadline tonight. So let's get into it, eh?
Yeah, best caller gets courtside tickets to the 36ers Sydney Kings. Triple M courtside tickets. All right, come on. Happening Friday night. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Dale Lewis is back on Monday. Louis returns Monday. Bluey in this week, as in Greg Blewett. And Charles, Andrew Jarman, your Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Which club got the better deal out of the Chad Wingard and Ryan Burton trade, Blue?
Yes, just before we go to our callers, what do you think, Charles? Who got the better deal?
I think Port Adelaide got the better deal out of this one for me. Look, Wingard, 25-year-old, 147 games, tall Australians, club champion, fan favourite. Marketable, leading goal kicker in 2015, 2016. I think Ryan Burton is a real talent going forward, but I think Port Adelaide's got the better deal there, Blue.
Okay.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Malcolm from Highbury. G'day, Malcolm.
Yeah, boys. How are you? Yeah, Hawthorne by space, Jars. Colonel Light second in terms of not only their swap of trades. Other than that, and let's not forget, it's a 2-for-1 deal in terms of getting Burton and draft choice 15.
Yeah,
Burton's potential. Everyone's still forgetting and being labelled him as a defender. Let's not forget he was a superstar forward growing up. I still think he could be the midfielder. Mm. I'll openly say he's one of the best three players I've umpired. Burton.
Yep.
Before he did his leg, I still think the potential there. And also the other thing about Chad is he openly admits he doesn't love football. He's not a footy head. And these days with AFL structures and so many disciplined game plans, where you've got to be at a stoppage and all that.
Yeah.
Good luck if you don't really love the game.
Mm. No, spot on, mate. And Sam Mays, he's gone. He's been traded to Port Adelaide, exchange for pick 6, pick 35, and future third round pick. So Port Adelaide have done pretty well there. Sam Mays, we dropped that yesterday too, Blue.
Yeah.
Coming back for family reasons.
Yep.
Good on you, Malcolm. Let's move on. Dave from Echunga. Dave.
There you go, lads.
Come on, talk to us. Who got the better deal?
Definitely Port. I reckon they've got two local lads who will probably stay, good talents. They've jumped up that draft board as well, and I think teams like Gold Coast, Carlton, etc., may be a bit scared to poach that SA talent and might leave it for Port or do deals for Port to get it.
All right, Davey. Take care, mate. Ian the Mad Hawk. G'day, Mad Hawk.
Jazz. Please, will you tell me that I'm dreaming and he is not going to Hawthorne.
Chad Wingard will play in the Hawthorne colours in the midfield half forward next year.
Yeah, right. How many games? Probably about 6. That's about it. Port Adelaide just picked up a utility player that can play back, forward or in the centre. He's learning his craft. He's getting better. And we gave him away for Chad Wingard. I'm sorry. But at least Blewett knows how to get talent. Hope he can take wickets. Chad can't even kick a bloody goal anymore.
Oh, hang on, mate. He's a leading goal kicker for Port Adelaide. I think he loves his Hawthorne. Ash for Wosley. G'day, Ash.
How you going, mate?
G'day. All right, who's got the best deal?
Port by far.
Why?
Burton, young star, up and coming, pretty level-headed. And Wingard, I think, he had a good year the last couple of years, but just the last couple of years he's been down and he thinks he's better than what he is at the moment.
So a bit of an attitude issue with Chad, do you think?
Bit of an attitude.
Body language.
Yeah, just not heart, no heart in it at the moment. Not support.
Yeah, Ken's not messing around. I think Ken's saying, that's it. I've got to find players that want to play in a premiership side and have a crack.
Yeah. And the danger is that the change in environment might actually do him good, Chad
Absolutely.
Wingard. So he might go over there and just tear it up. But at the moment, he played well in the second half of the year, Jars. Was slow at the start.
Yeah, Rush, our Twitter poll, 70% of people reckon Port Adelaide have got the better deal, Blue and Shawnee. You got a prize, please, Shawnee?
Yeah, for Ash, this is fantastic, Ash. I love this, mate. The B-ball tickets, Triple M courtside seats, 36 of Sydney Kings. Friday night, tickets to Ticketmaster. You are courtside, Ash. What are
courtside,
mate?
Courtside, nice.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Good on you, champ.
Charles and Bluey this afternoon. Greg Blewett sitting in for Dale Lewis, who's back on Monday with Andrew Charman on 104.7 Triple M.
Bluey, yesterday we spoke about you and your wife having a blue about which pillow.
Yep.
Who has whose pillow and she's pinching yours and you're pinching hers. Got a call last night about you, Blue. I'm really concerned.
A call?
I got a call from a mate that... Right. Wanted me to ask you on air to the Triple M family, very loyal, two right. South Australian boys here talking.
Mm-hmm.
Does Catherine want you to sell your car?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's up for sale. Well, I've actually...
Oh, hang on. You love that car.
I know.
What is it?
I know. But it's a it's a BMW M3 2002. So
that's your baby. You've loved that car. Well,
I know.
What are you selling it for?
Well, I'd love to keep it, but... We've only got room for two cars in the garage, and we've got two babies. So they've stuffed it up a bit, haven't they? Because it's a coupe.
Oh,
so I can't get the kids in the back seat.
Yep.
So we've bought the family wagon. She's got the four-wheel drive.
How much?
How much what?
Try and sell it on the show. How much?
Right. I'm giving it away, mate. 56 grand. It's a collector's. It's a collector's.
56 grand?
56 grand.
For a
it's
car.
Done 90,000. 90,000 Ks.
Come on.
It's, mate, it's an absolute collector.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car?
That's you. Catherine,
where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Is it on eBay? Have you got it on eBay?
No, I've got it on car sales. But she's been on to me for about a year and a half, and I've gone right.
Wow.
I put it on, but I purposely put it on at too high a price so it wouldn't sell.
56,000 for a bit of junk.
Hey, it's a great car. It is a great car. Anyone who knows cars will know that that is one of the best BMWs ever made.
Next, you sell your Australian cricket
car. Do you want it? You haven't got babies.
I'm having a Mercedes Watch car.
You'd look good. You look good in the old M3 Toyota. With a window down.
I don't want to look like a flog.
The Rush Hour with Charles and Bluey. Dale Lewis is back on Monday. We've got Greg Blewett in with Andrew Jarman on 104.7 Triple M.
Trades, mate. It's been busy. We caught up with Damien Barrett. He gave us a couple of names. So Jackie Homch, where's he off to, mate?
Yeah, he's off to the Gold Coast for a future fourth-round pick. So you're a bit of a fan.
I am. I've always liked Jackie Homch. I think he's a wonderful talent, but he'd be flat with that. Mm. Future fourth-round pick.
Going to the Gold Coast, who aren't travelling very well. And they've lost today as well, Jars. Stephen May and Cade Kolodziejczyk traded to Melbourne in exchange for pick six.
See, Melbourne be delighted with Stevie May. Key defender. Yeah. That's what they need. They're going to be around the mark next year, Melbourne. I'll be putting some money on them for maybe a grand final berth. Yep.
All right. Rory Lobb from the GWS. Not a bad player, I reckon. He ended up at Fremantle, along with the big one, Jesse Hogan. Obviously, the Melbourne star has gone to Frio as well in exchange for pick 6 and 23.
Well, with big Sandilands in the ruck, Lobb's going to be the backup ruckman. So you can imagine Lobb in a forward pocket, Hogan centre forward. They're going to be. I reckon they'll make some real improvements next year, Freo.
And they've coughed up Lachie Neale, of course, to the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, that's a big loss for Freo. But see what that does if Brisbane lose Dane Beans, Lachie Neale will go into that role. So, but hopefully Lions can keep Dane Beans.
All right. And yesterday you dropped the mail that Sam Mays from the Brisbane Lions is coming back home.
Yeah, just for family reasons there, Blue. He's a good talent, So Port Adelaide have got a good little pick there. He'll be okay, I reckon, the young man. Tom Scully.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Because he wanted to get back to Melbourne. Originally they were talking about around pick 15 for him, but after a medical, they were saying that ankle must be a bit of a problem.
I reckon it's bad. They're talking mid-year to play if he gets it right. So Hawthorne, I'd roll on the dice with this one. Tom Scully's a class player when he's up and about.
That's right.
Future fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
That's a steal.
Yeah.
Honestly, well, Hawthorne will be delighted.
Well, if he's all right to go.
That's the big question.
Also, Jars, the other big ones that haven't been done, Tim Kelly, of course, wanted to get to the West Coast.
Yeah.
So that doesn't
Deals
seem
of,
like
yeah,
it's
they'll be talking
going
right
to
now as we speak.
Dane Beams wants to go back to Collingwood.
Yeah, I think the Lion player's a bit like Chatty Wingard. There's your bags. Get out. He's let him down. That club's been very supportive to young Dane, and that's the respect he's shown the football club.
Well, I watched his speech at the Best of Fairest.
Oh, very emotional.
How happy was he there?
Yeah, the support he's had now, he's turned his back on the club.
Things have changed. And Dylan Scheel is trying to get to Essendon.
Where do you reckon it'd end up, Luke?
Well, Carlton are back in the frame. According to Damo, I think he turned down St Kilda from all had a very good deal on the table at St Kilda, but wants to get to Essendon. But that deal as yet has not been done either.
There's been a lot, mate. Lots happened in the last 8 days, 9 days. So
only a few hours to go.
A few hours to go. Bluey, Australia, Pakistan in the second test. Give us the update, please.
Day two coming up. So Pakistan got bowled out for 282 after being 5 for 57.
Had
so
them on the ropes, mate.
Yeah, they fought back well there, the Pakistanis. So Australia are 2 for 20 in reply. So they lost their hero of the first test, Usman Khawaja, caught down the leg side last night. So he only made 3. And then Peter Siddle, the night watchman, got out first. The last ball of the day.
What are you bringing in a night watchman for? Why don't you just get your number 3 to bat? It's a waste of time. I agree, mate.
I'm always telling cricket sides, why bother?
So why do they do it? To protect their number 3.
Yeah, so because obviously the most vulnerable time as a batsman is the first 10 balls, first 20 balls that you face. So they try and protect them for the next day coming up. Australia, of course, drew that first test and, want to win a game in Asia, which is very rare.
You've got to win
the
series, surely. Well done, Blue.
Thanks, guys. That was the Rush Hour with Charles and Bluey. Andrew Jarman, Greg Blewett, back tomorrow from 3. Don't forget, if you miss any of the show, you just want to hear it again, get the Triple M app on your mobile phone and you can listen to the Rush Hour catch-up.